There, we saw more of that last night. Looked more like your team. Played a little small ball, put runners in motion. This isn't going to be a banger team. You don't have 20 home run guys necessarily in this lineup. And so it's really important for them to do those little things. And I think we saw a lot of that last night. A couple nice double plays.
Oh, absolutely. No, and one of the focuses for us primarily this summer is going to be playing fundamental, like you mentioned. And we've got a lot of team speed across the board. We're really fast. We got a lot of boys that stole a lot of bases this year and hit for average as well. And so in the years past, we've kind of been trying to break our own records, you know, as a home run hitting team. And this year, I think we're going to be trying to maybe test the records here on stolen bases and doing things fundamentally sound.
That sounds great. Chico Nuts tonight, a new summer collegiate team in the area. So you'll be seeing them quite a lot, I'm sure, in the future. And for you, good luck out there tonight.
Yep, looking forward to having them and looking forward to hosting them again next year.
All righty. We'll be back with lineups and more. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant has partnered with Haven Humane Society for Second Tuesday Dining.
That's great. So I can get my Chinese food fixed and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, June 11th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously agreed to donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. I need you to help us identify and report potential victims of elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation. I urge you to join us on Saturday, June 15th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. on the Sundial Bridge as we light up the bridge purple in support of elder abuse awareness and prevention. This free event will have fun activities for the whole family and valuable information. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball at Tiger Field. I'm Brent Weber. And tonight they've got some special activities going on. And right now, and oh boy, I wish you could see it. It's going to be a blast. The Reading Canine Police Department's Canine Unit is going to be out, and they're doing an actual display of what they do with the dogs. They've got three canine dogs out here. They'll be out here for a while. So if you're looking for something to do with your family tonight, they will be out here, I believe, throughout the night. I'm not sure the dogs will be here all night, but certainly for a little while. Let's go over the starting lineups now. We'll start with the visiting 0-3 Chico Nuts. They are managed by Reese Borges. Their shortstop is Mateo Martinez. DH is Hunter Polk hitting second. And center field is Casey Buchanan. Tyler Stewart hit a long bomb last night, is the cleanup hitter. Bradley Smith over at first base tonight. Bradley Del Carlo at second tonight. Ryan Wolf at third. Andrew Long is the catcher. And Charlie Constantino, their right fielder. Javier Martinez, a freshman who is headed to Butte College out of Las Plumas, is going to take the hill for them tonight. He's a right-hander. For your Colt 45s, who are 6-4 on this season, Barrett Fasking in his third year as manager of the club. Tyler Thompson leads off in center field, the Utah Ute. Hitting second at DH, getting a night off from the field tonight is Brendan Roop. He did pitch, close out the game last night, pitching-wise, giving him a night off from the field. Eric Carlson, feeling great, he told us, back in the lineup, back in the field, after a little bit of a problem with the rib cage injury. He was hit with a couple of pitches, but he's back, said he's 100%. He hits third and plays first base. Jacob Machuca, the big left-handed hitting power hitter. He's out in left field tonight. We'll talk more about Jacob and his transition into the outfield role and the injury that he's coming off of. He's batting cleanup. Colby Harrison is at third base tonight in the infield. Colby been doing some pitching and now playing some field as well. Of course, he's a local fellow. We'll talk more about him in the lineup. Miguel Marquez hits in the six hole tonight. Shortstop brings some speed. Nick Horsley batting seventh, the catcher. Jordan Akins gets a start in the field tonight, the second baseman out of Shasta College. And Andy Baena is your center fielder. And looking forward to having Speedy Andy at that kind of 9-1 double leadoff role he hits tonight. He's actually out in, right field again tonight. He had been playing center field early in the year. On the hill, Kyle Schrodel. He's 1-1 on this campaign. And Kyle, his brother Nicholas, has also been a starter. Kyle, 3-2 with a 9.58 earned run average. And he will be taking the hill. We'll talk a little bit more about him just a bit. We'll take a look at some of the Major League scores for you tonight as well. And before we get started, Jimmy Richens is your home plate umpire. Johnny Smith will be the umpire in the field. Colt 45s won last night's game 10-3, and boy, did they need it. They got a strong starting performance from Eamon Velarde. Went six innings, scattered three hits, allowed just one earned run, and lowered his ERA once again. And Eamon is in his – that was – technically his third start, not technically, it was literally his third start, but one of them was washed out due to a rainout that we had earlier in the year. But we saw the young kid, Peter Kronoski, came in, pitched a couple of innings. I'm looking forward to seeing him. So strong pitching last night, we previously mentioned, Roop, in that best part of it, I think, for manager Baron Fasking and his staff was that they got out in front 2-0, a 1-2-3 first in the top against Chico. And then got two runs in the bottom, so they were working with a lead from the get-go. Well, we're going to take a little break here. The players are on the field getting ready for the national anthem, and while that's going on, we are going to take a break. We'll be back with more on your starting pitchers and the first pitch of tonight's game between the Nuts and the Colt 45s. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. I'm Brent Weber. Kyle Schrodel on the mound tonight for your Reading Colt 45s. He's making his warm-up tosses, and we're now going to be able to talk a little bit about what's going on behind us. The We Back the Blue event, they're going to have a demonstration and it shows officers using some of their training techniques with a canine dog. One of their canines is a young one. He's just a month or so in the program, but they have brought three dogs out. One of them is going to work on the program, and if they are describing it, we will just kind of listen in to our announcer tonight. Here's Hank and his partner, Bruce. Hank's the dog, and he's on the mound right now, and he sees the big suit, the bad guy that's holding the baton. And let me tell you what, Hank is raring to go. Way to go, Hank. And Hank is, he's immediately taken down. It is something to see how quickly they can do. And they train this dog. And then the officer trains the dog when to stop and how to stop. It's a beautiful thing to see. These are wonderful animals. Of course, they become part of the family, and they're out there protecting and saving lives of law enforcement officers every day. But I also like to commend Erin Woodward, the high school student who's been she's been singing our national anthem about half the time already here at the start of the season. She's a local prep, young, talented singer, and we want to congratulate her on another beautiful job done on the national anthem. All right, let's take a look at what we've got in the field for you tonight. Colt 45s wearing the white pants. They're wearing the vests, the sleeveless vests that are yellow with white trim and white numbers. And they're wearing black undershirts, most of them short sleeve. Not a warm night tonight. Nice, cool, and breezy. Probably in the low 70s right now. They're wearing the white cap, black bill, and the Colt 45s logo. The team they're playing, the Nuts, going with the red, white, and blue theme. The Nuts in their first year of summer collegiate play, featuring a lot of freshmen. Some high school, recent high school graduates, in fact, are going into junior college in the fall, so they are a younger club in many ways, but certainly a solid amateur program they've had down there in Chico. And they are wearing the gray bottoms with blue trims, blue socks, blue hats, red jerseys with red, white, and blue ribbons around the top of their shoulders, and blue, and white numerals. And that is what the Chico Nuts look like. And this light breeze blowing out towards right field, and it was blowing in somewhat, so pitchers like that. The big right-hander is the pitcher Kyle Schrodel. Behind him is Eric Carlson over at first base. Jordan Akins is at second, and Miguel Marquez moving back over to short. Colby Harrison gets to start tonight at third base. Jacob Machuca in left field. Tyler Thompson in center field can cover a lot of ground. And out in right field is Andy Baena. Behind the plate catching Schrodel is Nick Horsley. Kyle Schrodel, of course, is a catcher on this club, and he's also a pitcher doing the pitching tonight. Kyle making his third start of the spring so far, his fourth appearance, 10 and a third innings. He's allowed a dozen hits and 11 earned runs, 7 walks and 9 strikeouts, a 1-1 record, and a 9.58 ERA. But we all know that can be a little bit deceiving this time of year. So we're just about ready to get her started. First pitch going to be thrown out here tonight at 7:18 as Kyle Schrodel winds and delivers a fastball. It's a little bit high for ball one. Leading off the right-handed batter is Mateo Martinez, the shortstop. Batting second for them, we mentioned earlier, Hunter Polk, and Casey Buchanan is in the three spot. That's where we'll start it with. Martinez takes another one. It's hello, 2-0 the count. Kyle throws fastball. He's got a knuckle curve and a circle change. That one's down around the knees, just missing a little low, 3-0. And this has been a problem for a lot of the guys this year, falling behind early in those early first times through, and this is something I know they're all working on. That's a called strike. He was taking it all the way, 3-1. Martinez played second base last night for them, was hitless in 4 trips to the plate. Here's a 3-1 pitch. That's a knuckle curve, and it just missed inside. So the Nuts get a leadoff walk here. And that'll bring up Hunter Polk, their designated hitter. Polk, a right-handed batter. As I mentioned last night, the thing now, I think, are the beards. It seems like everybody wants to have a beard in baseball. Now, the Colt 45s, that's not really their role. But the Nuts have got a lot of guys with the working on their beard, maybe for the fall, going back to school. Schrodel just gives a cursory throw over to first base to keep Martinez close. Our first look at Polk. He did not play in last night's game. Takes a cut at one. No balls and a strike to count. Polk is out of Butte College and went to Durham High School wearing the blue gloves. A lot of times you'll have guys that will wear the colored gloves or catcher's gear that they're most comfortable with from their college. That's the case with Nick Horsley. He wears the red catcher's gear from where he attends college. He's the catcher, and he goes to Benedictine University of Mesa. Checks the run at first. Pretty good lead. Big swing. That was the curveball, the knuckle curve, and he got him on three straight pitches. So good comeback there. One down, and that will bring up Casey Buchanan. Buchanan last night played right field, was hitless in his four at-bats. He's a left-handed stick. And he's out of Oregon, North Medford. Pretty good size kid. Not tall, but beefy, 6 foot 200. He stands in. Takes a good cut at the first one, drives it high, but it's playable out in left center field. Tyler Thompson wanders over and makes the catch without a problem in mid-left center. That's out number two. One pitch, one out. That's what the doctor ordered. Two down now for Tyler Stewart. Stewart golfed one. I want to say almost seemed like it was off his shoe tops, but it wasn't that low off Eamon Velarde last night. The only earned run Velarde gave up in the game. He was the Nuts' most effective hitter. It was 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored and 2 runs batted in. He's got a wide open stance from the right side. Takes the first pitch over. Nice on the outside corner for a called strike. So after struggling to throw strikes to the leadoff hitter, Kyle Schrodel looking comfortable from the stretch. Sun has not set yet, so we've got a Sun field on the first base side. Throw over, and he had to dive back and just did get back in safely. So it would be a trouble field for Andy Baena in right field. The right fielder would have to deal with some sun coming, going down the horizon just over the grandstands. But it's setting pretty quickly here. We'll have lights on by maybe in the bottom of the inning. Bounced up there, but Nick Horsley blocks it with his body. Nice job there to save a base. Runner had to hold, a ball and a strike. Two outs here in the first. I mentioned Erin Woodward, the young lady who sang the anthem, just a beautiful job. She's 17 years old, a senior at Shasta, and just couldn't sing her higher praises, and a beautiful addition to the pregame festivities out here. There's the knuckle curve, high bouncer over the pitcher's mound, charging quickly, having to rush was Akins, and he just couldn't come up with it. It took a big hop off his chest. They're going to give him an infield hit, and I don't think he would have been able to get Stewart. It just had a big high hopper, not exactly a plate bouncer, but definitely hard dirt out in front, and Akins would have had to have a big league play on that to get him. So it's an infield hit. Martinez goes to second, and that'll bring up Bradley Smith, who wears a big long white sleeve on his right arm. Compression sleeve, has a very white ash bat, like almost as if it is painted white. I've seen many of those. This pitch from Schrodel is bounced up there. Horsley can't stop that one, so the runners all move up 90 feet. Not what you were looking for, but runners now on second and third with two outs, needing a big out here facing that five-hole hitter. Bradley Smith last night DH'd. He was 1-for-4, did drive in a run. Takes that one, and that was called a strike, 1-1. Appreciate you joining us, wherever you are out there. We know many of the families are able to tune in. We appreciate hearing from you. This pitch swung on, hit towards right field, but it bends back towards the charging Andy Baena, and he makes the catch look easy for out number three. So the Nuts threatened, but nothing doing here in the top of the first. No runs, a hit. No errors, and two men left on base. Your Reading Colt 45 set to come to bat. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. Grant Weber with you here. The wind picking up a little bit, blowing into the face of us. That means it's blowing in from right field. It's swirling around a bit down there on the Tiger field. Let's get to the defensive alignment behind right-hander Javier Martinez as Tyler Thompson steps in to lead it off. Four-year Reading Colt 45s. Bradley Smith at first base. Braden DelCarlo at second. Mateo Martinez at short. Ryan Bolf is at third base. Tyler Stewart, Casey Buchanan, and Charlie Constantino. You were outfield left to right. Andrew Long is catching. And Javier Martinez is on the mound. A commitment to Butte College last year. Six-two, 185-pounder. And his first pitch is the ball. Next one delivered. That one's a little low as well, 2-0. Tyler Thompson at the plate. And Tyler really starting to look more and more comfortable. Average is at 238. He's 1-for-4 last night with a couple of runs scored and knocked a run in. Left-handed batter, attended the University of Utah. He's 21 years old, but not the oldest guy on the club. The oldest, the veteran on the club, is, oh, I'm just calling him Old St. Nick, so I remember he's the older of the two Schrodels, Nick Schrodel. Is 22. Most of these guys are 18, 19, and fewer 20. 2-1, 1-strike pitch as he fouled one back, and it's coming. Winds and delivers off speed outside. Misses high, 3-1. Tyler's job, of course, to get on base. His on base percentage has been good, 543. Takes that one, runs the count full. So he's doing what you want at the top of the order with a 543 OBP, but most of that has come via the walk or the hit by pitch. 8 walks, 6 times. He has been hit with a pitch already this year. Here comes the payoff pitch, setting up outside. It's a little bit high and away, and he gets another ball, another walk. So Tyler will take it any way he can get it. You heard in the pregame show that Bear Fasking wanting to focus on speed, doing the fundamental things and just stealing bases, maybe even take a run at their stolen base record here. I don't know what that is, but we'll have to look that up if they get any closer. Brandon Roop comes to the plate, and Roop has been a steady bat since he joined the club. Right-handed hitter, pitched an inning last night, so he is DHing tonight, takes the first pitch. A little bit low, but called a strike. Roop at 316. And correcting that, I've had to correct some stats here. He's at 333, actually. 10 runs scored, double, triple, homer, and 13 runs batted in since joining the team. That one's thrown back to the backstop. It bounces off the concrete backstop. The catcher Long is able to grab it and throw, but he throws it wildly, and heading over to third now is Thompson. So it'll be a stolen base and then an error on the catcher. It was a gift for the catcher, Andrew Long. The pitch was so wild that it hit the concrete backstop. It's like a kid you practice throwing up against the wall, bounced right back to him. But he hurried his throw. He might have had a shot to get Thompson at second base. But he threw it wildly, and now you've got a runner at third, nobody out, and your deadliest hitter so far this season at the plate. Roop with a 1-1 delivery. Swings and lines it towards left field. It's going to be in the gap left center. Extra bases for Brendan Roop. bounces off the wall. He takes a big chug at second base, but he'll hold up there. A run-scoring double for Brendan Roop, who just continues to look so comfortable at the plate for the Colt 45s. Second game in a row, Redding on top, 1-0. That's Roop's second double of the year, and that brings up Eric Carlson, a guy who's got the most experience, at least here in Redding, playing for Oklahoma Baptist University. They had a terrific year. We've talked much about that, but he was here with this ball club a year ago as well. One of just a couple of returnees takes the first pitch over for the strike. Eric had hit an RBI last night. Played a little second base after he started the game as DH. We mentioned he had a rib cage injury. Takes that one inside. But you expect him to get it going. Real leader on this club. Can play anywhere. Eric Carlson. Right-handed batter. Holds the black bat on his shoulder. Awaiting the 1-1 pitch. And he really wheels and fouls one back. That might hit a car back there. Carlson coming in, hitting just 200. But just 10 at-bats, a couple of hits. And got that double and has two RBI. Hit by three pitches, and boy, they hurt, as we mentioned. Cost him a game a couple of games ago. He had to sit out. One ball, two strike pitch. He chases one, a breaking ball dropped by the catcher. But they do complete the play over to first to get the out, but in doing so, Roop is able to hustle over to third on the play. So it'll be a fielder's choice strikeout. Well, not a fielder's choice, excuse me, a strikeout. The put out is 2-3, but that allows the runner to move to third. So one out, Jacob Machuca comes to the plate. Now, Jacob, out of Fort Scott College, bounces one up the middle, second baseman fields to his right, throws on to first, pulls the first baseman off the bag, but the run does score. He did get Machuca at first. The first baseman did complete the out, but the run did score, so it's 2-0. Colt 45s. Machuca gets the RBI on the fielder's choice, 4-3. And that'll bring up Colby Harrison. Colby hasn't gotten to swing the bat a lot so far this year. Just one at-bat, but he walked twice as well. He's walked twice, scored a run. A little right-handed batter. Part of that terrific team at Sacramento City College out of Chico and PV High School. Takes a big cut at that one. Swung on and missed. Javier Martinez, these guys have probably crossed paths at some point. Martinez pitched with the Chico Aces last summer. At off speed, high, bounces back, goes back to the screen. No harm, no foul, nobody's on base. 2-1 the count now on the right-handed hitter. Martinez taking, or rather, Colby taking another big swing and runs the count to 2-2.
Hello.
2-2 delivery coming. Right-hander rocks, big kick and delivers, misses high, and now he runs it full. Javier Martinez. As we mentioned, Butte College signee. Next one. He takes it, and it's called strike three. Oh, boy. Colby wishes he could have that one back. Didn't like it. And that is the first strikeout of the game, of course, for Martinez. But not before your Colt 45s played a pair. Two runs on just one hit. And nobody left on base. We'll go to the top of the second. Colt 45's up on the nuts, 2-0. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Leading it off against Kyle Schrodel is Braden O'Carlo, their second baseman tonight, right-handed batter. Takes a little bit of a lift in his front foot when he takes his swing. Doesn't keep it stationary. Holds the bat by his head, then takes a little bit of a high step. Takes a couple of pitches now, two balls and no strikes. I talked to their coach, Del Carlo, another one of the Butte College recruits, Butte College players, been playing out of position as they wait on some of their players to get from other colleges. He tried to sell, and he did sell it. Tried to sell a hit-by-pitch, no argument from Nick Corsley, so hit on the sleeve by a pitch. So Del Carlo on base, so the leadoff hitter for both innings so far on base, didn't wind up hurting Kyle Schrodel last time. Del Carlo, pretty good lead over at first base. Bouncing ball, third base side. It's going to be foul. But Del Carlo, not to pick on the guy, but boy, he was picked on over there at third base last night. Seemed like every funky ball was hit towards him. Not normally a third baseman was playing super deep in the game and wound up getting tagged with a couple of errors. He's in a more familiar position tonight at second base. Takes that one. This is Ryan Bolf at the plate now, right-handed batter. That pitch inside gets away from Nick Horsley. I believe that's going to be a pass ball on that one and might have shaken him up a little bit. Nick's caught Kyle a couple of times. Nick and Brett Bello have kind of settled into alternating the catching duties. One ball, one strike pitch. Big cut for the little guy, Bolf. Bolf over at third base tonight. Last night he was out in center field. He was 0 for 3. So runner at second now. Nobody out here in the top half of inning number two. Again, the sun still beaming light on the Grape Avenue side. Two hopper towards third, fielded by Harrison. Looks the runner back and makes a nice throw over to first base for out number one. Well played, and the Colt 45s can use that. They've had some inexperience at third a little bit this year, and just settling down defensively the last couple of days. You can just see they're getting more confident as they go. That brings up Andrew Long. He's their catcher. Did not play in last night's game. Long, right-handed batter, 6 foot, 200-pounder out of Orland. First pitch is an off-speed swung on, missed, way out in front. Long, another Butte College player. Checking the runner back at second. Aiken gives him a look. Fastball swung on just a little bit behind, missed it. Quickly out in front, 0-2. Schrodel apparently, at least in the first two innings, and I'm no pitching coach, but working from the windup, lost both of those hitters, a walk and then a hit by pitch, but working from the stretch, he looks a little bit more comfortable. I'm sure that is not lost on Barrick Fasking's staff, of course. Barrick was a professional pitcher in baseball. Fastball outside. Horsley throws down to second, trying to pick him off. Caught him wandering, but no, he's back in there safely. showing off a pretty good gun there. And we haven't gotten to see Nick make that many throws, just circumstantially. But, boy, we saw a pretty good hose on him right there. Ball and two strikes to count now. And what is a beautiful night. Again, a slight breeze seeming to blow out towards right field. From the stretch, that's the knuckle curve. It swung on and missed. Foul back to the screen. The count at 1-2. The home plate area is shaded. There's sun going across the pitcher. So it's one of those where you might have difficulty picking up the baseball, and we'll see. That's fastball. That one swung on and missed. Fouled back, excuse me, again, the back of the screen. Bat boys, we got two bat and ball boys tonight doing a terrific job bringing the baseballs out to the home plate umpire. We mentioned earlier, it's Jimmy Richens behind home plate. Now they're back at it. Schrodel from the stretch. Taking his time, looks to second. Being very deliberate. Now delivers. That's the knuckle curve. Popped up in the infield. Marquez calls for it and makes the catch on the edge of the grass. And that's out number two. And that'll bring up Charlie Constantino. Charlie out of Alameda. Right-handed batter. 5'10", 165. Another Butte College signee. Charlie is listed as an outfielder, first baseman, catcher. He was a catcher for, listed primarily as a catcher for Butte this year. Takes the first pitch over for a strike. Didn't play in yesterday's game. At Butte College, hit 250. Played in just 9 games as a freshman. 4-for-16. Right-handed batter. He's got the two-colored bat. Of course, this is a wood bat summer league, so he's got the dark head on the bat and the traditional-looking light-colored wood and around the handle. Waits for the 0-1 pitch. And that one's just off the inside corner, a ball and a strike. We are right above, if you haven't guessed, the smoothie station. So if you want to get some frozen ice, you're going to hear that on our speaker, which is fine. Although it does make me want, it does make me wish I had a shaved ice right now. I just have to admit. 1-1 one strike pitch. Boy, that didn't miss by much. 2 balls and a strike. Nice crowd rolling in, and there's still plenty of baseball ahead tonight. Again, the temperatures are perfect on Back to Blue night. You can come out and see some our local law enforcement who are here. And some good baseball, too. Ball and two strikes now. Awaiting the pitch is Charlie Constantino. Rests the bat on his right shoulder. Now, the delivery from Schrodel. Bouncing ball up the middle. Second baseman Aiken. Fields throws the first. Got him, no problem. After the leadoff batter reached, being hit by a pitch, 1-2-3, they went down. So we go to the bottom of the second. Colt 45's up 2-0 on the Chico Nuts. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future. And Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Uh-oh. Bottom of the second. Miguel Marquez going to lead things off for your Colt 45s, reading up 2-0 on the Chico Nuts. Marquez, Nick Horsley, and Jordan Akins are in the bottom of the second, facing Martinez, the right-hander. He winds and delivers first pitch of this inning. Is a little bit low and inside, a ball and no strikes. Our first look, of course, at Martinez. He has a pretty big delivery, big leg kick. That one's a fastball. Marquez took a pretty good cut at it, missed it. A ball and a strike down. A lot coming up that you should put on your calendar. Of course, tonight was back to blue night. Coming up on June 14th will be MLB night. You wear MLB swag, so you wear your favorite teams. Got to be a major league team, though. Doesn't matter. Could be Braves, A's, Giants, Dodgers, no matter. That one's an off-speed swung on and miss. You heard the crowd go, ooh and ah. Big cut, big strikeout for Miguel. He goes down on strikes for out number one. That'll bring up Nick Horsley, the catcher. But that'll be MLB night, June 14th. Wear your Major League Baseball swag and get a dollar off your ticket. And a big night, June 20th, is Country Western night. You may want to go on ahead and plan to be here for that one. Horsley takes a cut at the first pitch, fouls it back, no balls in the strike. You wear your favorite country and western, we're going to have rodeo, stars, champions. We'll be talking more about it as it gets closer, but it is going to be a big rodeo-type night out here. It's not a rodeo, but we'll be honoring some of the greats of the area. Next pitch, breaking ball, swung on, missed. And Nick Horsley down 0-2 quickly in the count. One of these days, Nick's just going to start clicking. He's just 2-for-33 coming in. And takes a big cut at another off-speed. Misses that one. Strike three. That'll bring up Jordan Akins. It's a tough first at-bat for Nick and Miguel. As Javier Martinez throwing strikes, which he fell behind a little bit in the first inning. He's working much quicker now. And Jordan Akins comes to the plate. Akins out of Shasta College, went to Foothill High School in Palo Cedro. Right-handed batter. One of a couple of guys on the team wearing the long locks. He's got a beard and has the shoulder-length hair. Ball and a strike. Again, Martinez working quickly. Misses inside there, 2-1. And Jordan has done some pitching. Has done more pitching than playing in the field so far. At the plate, he's 2-for-3, though, with a couple of runs batted in. Bounces that one foul off the plate. Two balls and two strikes, the count. Martinez not working as quickly now. Two ball, two strike delivery forthcoming. Tried to take something off that, and it sailed high. He's struggling, it looks like, when he, I don't know if it's a changeup or if he's trying to throw a different type of curve, but he's struggling with that pitch to get it over. The count runs to 3-2. So Akins, that one's bounced to the plate, and the Colt 45s are in business with two outs here in the second, and that brings up Andy Baena. So the right-handed batter out of Regis University. He's a sophomore, comes to the plate. Andy, 1-for-3 last night, scored a run, batting 250 on the year. But he's found his way to get on base quite frequently, a 455 on base percentage. Wide stance, wears a sleeve on his right hand, right arm. Akins, pretty good lead over at first base. Martinez checks him and then bounces up. It stopped nicely by Andrew Long behind the plate. Catcher saved him. Man in scoring position there. A ball and no strikes. The count. Baena waits. Flag is, the breeze has slowed a little bit right now. Andy with the 1-0 delivery coming to him. And again, bounced up there. Again, nice stop by Long to keep it in front of him. Two balls and no strikes. Baena making sure that he doesn't get quick pitched on. He gets deep in the box, back foot close to the catcher, about as far back in that corner as he can get it. Open stance. Another one bounced up there. Martinez now all of a sudden struggling. He looked good, working quickly to the first couple of hitters. And now he's finds himself in a 3-0 count with two outs. And Akins at the plate. I can just about guarantee you that Baena is going to not swing at this. 3-0 pitch. That one's low, ball four. Wasn't close. So Martinez is all of a sudden kind of lost the edge. See if the Colt 45s can take advantage here. At the top of the order, Tyler Thompson comes to the plate. I would be remiss not to tell you our coaches for your Reading Colt 45s. Brett Miller is your first base coach. Of course, he and his twin brother, a longtime part of the amateur baseball scene here in this region and here in Reading. And Justin Sabisma is our third base coach with the Shasta College roots. Your third base coach. I'm not a team member. Wish I was. But that ship sailed a half century ago. Almost. First pitch to the left-handed batting Thompson. A ball. So I'm not keeping exact count, but that's at least six straight balls. Pretty good lead for Baena. Boy, Thompson took a good cut at that one. Missed it. 1-1. Tyler, one of just a couple of left-handed batters in the lineup for the Colt 45s. He and Machuca. Little guy, 5'8", 180. One ball, one strike count to him. Good quick cut, but he missed it. That was a fastball. Got it past him. 1-2. It seems as though when Martinez is working quickly and throwing sticking mainly to the strike, the fastball, he's throwing strikes, but it's been his off-speed that he struggled to get over the plate. Danger is on deck if you are the Chico Nuts. That's Brendan Root. Ball and two strikes. The pitch, that was the curveball. Bounced right side. First baseman takes it. Covering is Martinez, and he makes the play. Out number three. So well played. First to the pitcher to get Thompson. The Colt 45's threatened, but nothing doing. They leave two men on base. And we head to the top of the third. Colt 45's up 2-0 on the Chico Nuts. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Colt 45's up 2-0. The lights will be coming on soon here at Tiger Field as the sunshine is just about to filter down to a few little streaks. Again, Baena may still have some issues out in right, but I think that would probably be it. As Mateo Martinez, their leadoff hitter, comes to the plate to face Kyle Schrodel to start things off here in the top of the third. First pitch, swung on and missed. No balls and a strike. This is Kyle's best start yet. I think he would say the same. First two innings so far, he's put the leadoff hitter on, but this time he's taken a different approach. And that was the changeup and swung on and missed. And quickly now, I believe he's out in front 0-2. Rocks, kicks, and fires. That one's a little low, bounced up there, 2-1. Kyle playing along with his brother Nick, who's just a little bit older. Both of them played at UPrep High School. And they both now play at Crown College, which is in Minnesota. Two pitch now, swung on, hit high and deep towards right field. Baena going back towards the wall. It'll hit the base of the wall over Andy's head. It bounces back towards the infield. That allows Polk to head towards third, and he will stand at third with a leadoff triple. Excuse me, that was Martinez. So their leadoff hitter, Martinez, with the leadoff triple. It was one of those that Baena had a look on it at it, and I told you that might be a bit of a sun field out there. He was going back. It was over his head, and he just wasn't able to get to it. It bounced off the wall and then made a big ricochet back towards the infield. At that point, we saw Martinez had some speed. So, third straight inning, the Nets have had their leadoff hitter on base. Hunter Polk now comes to the plate. He's the DH, right-handed batter. Struck out his first time up. Strodel working from the stretch. That's the curve. Just misses inside. 1-0. A little more on Kyle. Although he's a pitcher and a catcher at Crown, he mostly caught 25 games as a starter and caught all of his brother's starts, in fact. So he's getting a chance to show what he can do as a pitcher here this summer, and that is what Crown will put him in that role next season. Pitch called over for a strike, 1-1. 1-1 pitch, big kick with a runner on third. Curveball swung on, laced up the middle base hit. Didn't fool him, hung it a little bit there, and they've got their first run across. The Nuts on the board. It's 2-1, Colt 45s, and still nobody out. That was just a hanger that didn't fool Polk. So runner at first base, and Casey Buchanan, left-handed hitter, comes to the plate. And a stocky Buchanan, their center fielder tonight, flew to center field. First time up, he's bunting, gets it out towards the pitcher. Schroeder has one play, it's back to first base, and that is where Carlson completes the put out, the sacrifice efficiently employed, and Polk moves down to second base. Not that often your three-hole hitter is going to sacrifice, but they have struggled to score runs, so do what you got to do. This guy, Tyler Stewart, we saw what he could do last night at a shoot-top home run that was just a bullet out to left. Had an infield hit back in the first and was stranded there. So against the Colt 45s, he's 3-for-5 in two games. Swings and hits it off the fist towards second, and it bloops just over Jordan Aiken's head for a base hit. Baena comes up throwing, hits the cutoff man. Runner will hold at third base. Wasn't hit very hard, just off the fist, and he muscled it out over Aiken's in right field. So trouble brewing with one out here in the third, and that'll bring up Bradley Smith, stocky right-handed batter. Bradley Smith at the plate, flew out to right field to end the first inning. Again, he hits with a bit of a crouch, leans back in the box, takes the first pitch inside, high for a ball. Smith awaits the pitch, does not hold the bat very high, back about chest level behind him. That's the curve over for a strike. He's been effective with that. He being Kyle Schroedel. Smith out of Petaluma, 6'3", 215. 1-1 delivery now coming. Kyle Schroedel checks the runner at first. They're on the corners. Swung on and missed. It was in the dirt. Good job by Horsley to keep it in front of him. Runners hold where they are. Well, he was just swinging for the fence on that one. No matter what, Kyle threw him in the breaking ball. Certainly had him fooled. So out in front now, a ball and two strikes. One out. Needing something on the ground here, maybe? Or strikeout wouldn't hurt. Not a big lead at first. 1-2 pitch, fastball inside and high, 2-2. Tyler Stewart is over at first base, and Hunter Polk is at third. Chico on the board here in the third inning. It's still 2-1 running. 2-2 pitch coming now to Bradley Smith. That's a fastball, just missed away. Count runs full. Good locations, good ideas, but Smith not biting. They play him slightly to pull. Thompson, a pretty shallow center field. And Machuca playing a fairly deep left field. He's pretty new at that position, but he's been fine out there so far. 3-2 delivery. That's the off-speed. Again, hangs it in there. Again, lined up the middle base hit. That'll tie the game as Polk comes in to score. It's a 2-2 ball game. Stewart holds at second base. And, again, another hanger and just hit it right up the middle. That'll bring up Adley Del Carlo, who was hit with a pitch and stranded last inning. And Bear Fasking is going to come out now and have a little chat with Schrodel. And I don't think it's going to be anything other than, hey, don't fall in love with that pitch. We need you to get the fastballs over. And quickly, some action out in the bullpen. As soon as we can get our eyes on who it is. The lights are now on here at the ballpark, here at Tiger Field. Not sure who's the first one up. I know Bella's out there to catch him, whoever it is. But getting the bullpen going here. Fasking now has more of his full contingent of arms with Kronoski joining them yesterday. He is not faced with the problems that you have early in these summer collegiate seasons where many of the pitchers and players have not yet quite arrived from college or from high school, in Kronoski's case. So the meeting on the mound is over. Barrick took his time as he tries to get his bullpen going and get somebody up and going in a hurry. Still haven't seen who that is. They're getting the arm loose in another way. So back at it now. Two on, one out. Minute first and second. And Del Carlo, right-handed hitter at the plate. He lifts his leg but takes the pitch for a strike, 0-1. And that is exactly what I'm sure Barrick wants him to do. When he's getting that first strike, Kyle is getting outs. No ball, one strike count coming. He can't get on the same page with Horsley. Now he does have his sign. Aikens faking the runner back at second. Kyle steps off. Now they'll try it again. Here we go. No ball, one strike delivery. Big kick, so they're running. Horsley throws down to third and had no chance to get it. Double steal, and really it all came down to they were waiting for that big kick, and when Kyle went to it, they were just running on that. If he went slide step, they were not probably running. Now they have men on second and third. The pitch was a ball, so we've got a ball and a strike now. Now back to his windup with runners on second and third. At third is Tyler Stewart. At second is Bradley Smith. This one popped out of play, fouled. Count now 1-2. They've had their leadoff hitter on each inning. This is the first inning that it is that they've actually gotten to Kyle Schrodel as far as getting hits, and they took advantage of hanging curveballs. That one hung a little bit high, 2-2. I mean, it's a very good pitch, but if he's leaving it in the wrong place, as anybody would tell you, he'd tell you, it becomes predictable. You want to get people fishing on it. You don't want to leave it floating on top. 2-2. Oh, he chased that one. Change up. Throwing down to second from his knees, and he got him. What a great throw from Nick Horsley and a great tag from Miguel Marquez. And I don't use that word very often, but that was some kind of fun. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. Wow, a terrific throw from Nick Horsley. So the Colt 45s dodge any more damage on the strikeout and pickoff play at second base. They score two on the basis of four hits in that inning and one man left on base. We go now to the bottom of third. We're all tied up. The Nuts and your Colt 45s. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Looking for a team-building exercise? Order Jersey Mike's delivery from Uber Eats. Then share. Collaboration by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, plates piled high with happiness. Black bear time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Wow, what a thrilling double play. And I, if you know me, and hopefully you hear over the future, that I don't use the word great very often, but it really was a great throw. You don't see college catchers throw runners out at second base, pick them off from their knees very often. And we're seeing Horsley really showing off his arm tonight. And I love it. Love seeing it. Homer's out in this crowd tonight, giving lots of high fives, having fun with the raffle. And fun at the ballpark. Nice crowd, but there's still some seats. 2-2 game. And Brendan Root going to lead things off. He doubled in a run back in the first. First pitch, over for a strike. Javier Martinez. Again, see how quickly he works this in. Winds and delivers. That one's lined down the third baseline, but foul. Roop just sees it well. He just really does see the ball well, makes good contact. Colt 45s got two in the first, and the Nuts got two in the top of the third, and that's where we are now, bottom of the third. Roop had to get a new bat. Bummer. Wood bats don't last as long as those artificial bats do, but boy, they sure are more fun. Ask the players, I'll tell you. That pitch bounced up there now, ball and two strikes. I'm actually posting on Facebook right now. If you wondered what was, I'm trying to multitask here, showing a picture of our view from the booth. This one high, 3-2. We're in the stands behind home plate, but on the third base side. So if you see that one, you can always let us know, hey, we heard you talking about it. Next one popped towards short. Mateo Martinez ambles over, and he'll make the catch for out number one, here in the third. Brendan Roop goes down on a little pop. That'll bring up Eric Carlson, right-handed batter. Last year for the Colt 45s, Eric was one of the steadiest hitters and was not a home run hitter on that team. They had some other home run hitters. But Carlson hit .325, played 30 games last summer, had 7 doubles, and 20 RBI. That was a good summer. He's now in the middle of that lineup for this team. Takes this next pitch over, and it's called a strike. So he's quickly down in the count, 0-2 to Martinez. Martinez got the first two guys last inning, then got into trouble walking a couple before getting out of it. Off-speed swung on, took a big cut, fouled that one back. Eric's struck out back in the first, but the ball got away from the catcher, and he had to complete the put out at first. And that helped the cause, moving the runners over. Moving a runner over, rather. He then scored on Jacob Machuca's ground out. Off-speed misses inside. 2-2 the count. Martinez rocks. Pretty good leg kick and delivers. It's bounced third base side. Is it fair or foul? Foul ball. Not a particularly expressive home plate umpire there. But what Jimmy Richens didn't show us, the crowd always loves to make foul ball very clear out here. And they did. So we're back at it. One ball, two strike pitch. That one's bounced up there. 2-2. Kind of a light, breezy June cloud cover, so not the kind that's going to bring you rain. Maybe a little bit of a breeze, but a very comfortable night to be out at the ballpark. Off-speed swung on way out in front, foul to third base side. Coach Biz having to run that one down. But a beautiful night, of course, out in right field. You can see Lassen Peak. Still, of course, a bunch of snow there. See some of the other mountaintops from our viewpoint here at the top of the grandstands. He steps out now, gets some dirt. 2-2 the count on Eric Carlson, the right-handed batter. A beautiful night at the ballpark if you didn't catch on. Tomorrow night we'll do it again. Swung on, hit high, foul, out of play, left side. Giving it a look, but it's way out of play. Got under that one. Certainly was just a little bit off on it. Tomorrow night, 6:15, Sunday night first pitch. We'll be on the air just right around 6 o'clock. Be sure and join us. We're trying to bring you interviews with players and coaches in the pregame show leading up to the start of the game each night. Next one misses inside to Carlson. Count again, runs full. Monday, tomorrow they'll be taking on the Ringtails from here in Reading. 3-2 pitch, winds and delivers, misses inside, almost hits him, ball four. Colt 45s again, at least a runner in every inning. And that brings up Jacob Machuca, who's really waiting to get dialed in. He joined the club, immediately went into the lineup, and immediately went. You know, he's been up there, he's been aggressive. You can tell he might be pressing just a little bit, but boy, he's an impressive-looking left-handed hitter. He's coming off of an ankle injury. I believe it's his right ankle that he broke during the season collegiately. And so, traditionally a catcher, he attends Fort Scott College. You may remember us mentioning he's a teammate of Brendan Roop. Carlson at first base. Pretty good lead, not going. Machuca takes another one. That just misses outside, 1-1. First pitch was a strike. But he suffered a fracture, a broken ankle, I believe, and so really limited his playing time. Obviously didn't catch any more after that, and his coach really wants him to get comfortable in the outfield. That may be his next stop. So you know he's got a big arm, and he'll begin learning to play outfield and left, and he's got good speed. He's stolen a couple of bases while he's still looking to unload as a hitter. Missed with a ball. Two ball, one strike delivery now. Bounce it up there. Got away from the catcher. Heading down to second is Carlson. Again, bounced back to the catcher, but he had no chance to get him. That's going to be a wild pitch. They've had a few of them. Well, I should be accurate. They've had technically two wild pitches, but he's bounced it up there quite a bit. Jacobs hitting 222, 2-for-9 with a run scored coming into the game. Takes that one. Inside, ball four. So five pitches, four of them balls. And the Colt 45s, again, two base runners via walk with one down. And that's going to get their manager, Reese Borges, out to talk to his young right-hander, Javier Martinez. He has no action in the bullpen. They are a little shorter on their roster tonight. They had many more players last night. They had a few of them, some of them going through graduations this weekend. And so a couple of them were not able to play in the Saturday night game. And since most of their players are from Feather River College or Butte College or their incoming collegiate players, they're local, so they were able to go home, but that kind of leaves Borges with what he's got. He's got to get some innings and pitches. We'll check our live statistics online, which is something you can do at home. We appreciate you listening and watching. I know one of the Machuca family members had mentioned that they were listening to us and watching their statistics, which is really cool, on the website. You just go to the website, you click on statistics, and then go down to the box score for that game, and then click on the game live, and you can actually keep up pitch by pitch. So I do kind of cheat sometimes, I have to admit. If I can find the right game, it really helps. Here's a one ball, no strike pitch now to the right-handed batter, Colby Harrison, and it's bounced up there, and it's 2-0. Martinez is really kind of the wheels are falling off, and I just don't know that they have any alternatives. His body language is that he's pooped. Two ball, no strike pitch coming. 2 men in scoring position now with another wild pitch. Rocks and delivers. Oh, he swung at the 2-0 pitch, fouls it back, 2-1. It was a good one and a good cut. Martinez has thrown 62 pitches already, and it is not a ratio that he's wanting. He's thrown 31 balls and 31 strikes. That makes for a long night. 2-1, one strike pitch, breaking ball. Swung on, hit towards right field, pretty deep. It's curling and it hits the warning track, but rounding first base, Colby Harrison trips over the bag, loses his footing, and it was the longest single of his career. He may have been watching and really was going to turn it on. One run scores. Machuca holds up at third as it was played pretty quickly out there and right, but it was one of those that just kept carrying and thought it might have enough to get out. 310 down the right field line, 320 left, and 406 to center here at Tiger Field. But that was the longest single that Colby Harrison's had in a while because he knows it should have been a double. So he's at first. Carlson in, makes it 3-2. Colt 45s, they gave that run to the wrong team, the bad team. And I know they're going to get that fixed on the scoreboard quickly. We know that. 3-2, Colt 45s. Runners on first and third. Good speed, but I'm wondering if Colby's going anywhere due to the fact that he took a pretty bad tumble over there. He's smiling now. He knows he's okay, but first couple of pitches, and quickly Miguel Marquez in the hole, down 0-2. Strikeout's been a bugaboo. Slightly choked up. 0-2 pitch swings, hits it off the fist towards shallow center, the short second baseman going back, and it falls in between the second baseman and the right fielder, who then throws it to the shortstop and out on the forced play at second base is Harrison. Colby got caught in no man's land. He had to go halfway and then hope he could get to second. The outfielder fielded it perfectly on the bounce and threw it to the shortstop who was covering. Couple of weird, funky plays there, and Colby Harrison would just soon have that whole sequence to himself again. But the good news is another run scores. So an RBI bloop single for Miguel Marquez on an 0-2 pitch. Runner going here with Horsley at the plate. Throw down to second. No slide. It was a little closer than that, Miguel. You might want to slide next time, buddy. Wasn't a bad throw. It was late. He definitely stole it on the pitcher, but so Harrison, and again, Marquez doesn't actually get credit with a hit. It's a fielder's choice, unfortunately, for him. As he's the force play at second costs Miguel a hit. Somebody's got to buy somebody a burger and fries for that one. But, I mean, Colby just did the play the way you're supposed to do, halfway, and they executed it defensively well. But the Colt 45s with two on the board here, man on second. Stolen base for Marquez. Horsley at the plate. Pulling for Nick. He has worked very hard, but again with two strikes, swings and misses that strike three. So Horsley still struggling at the plate. Goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. Not before the Colt 45s score a pair. on the longest single you've seen, and a weird fielder's choice, but nevertheless, they count just the same. Redding's on top of Chico, 4-2 as we head to the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Colt 45's up 4-2 on Chico. And we go to the top of the fourth inning. Kyle Strodel still in there. And the right-hander helped out by his defense a little bit last inning. And in this inning, he's going to face the 7-8-9 hitters in the Chico Nuts lineup. Colt 45's tonight. Yep, it's June 8th. You believe that already? They welcome the Danny Day Allstate Insurance Agency over in their third base club VIP Pavilion tonight. Always a fun time, the VIP Pavilion. Make sure your organization or family, you can take part. You get ticket discounts and more, and it's specialty seating closer to the Colt 45's dugout than anybody gets to get during the game. So just give a call or check us out online or on Facebook for more information on that. Glad to have the Danny Day Allstate Agency out there tonight. First couple of pitches to the leadoff hitter, Ryan Bolf, a ball and a strike, now the count. Leadoff hitter's been on every inning against Schrodel. Off speed, swung on and missed, 1-2. Not sure pitch-wise how many they're going to go with, but he's thrown 54 pitches so far, and 21 of those have been balls. Here's a 1-2 pitch, slow roller towards second. Akins gobbles it up, throws it on to first, and he gets the leadoff hitter for the first time tonight, out number one. Action in the bullpen. And I'm not sure who's throwing out there. I saw Zach Billingsley, but I don't believe he's available tonight. He's wearing a sweatshirt. So I'm not exactly sure. Maybe Jacob Marquez, who we saw on a starting assignment out of the Bay Area. I believe he's throwing. He's putting back on his sweatshirt, so I'm not sure, but he's trying to stay cool. That one bounced up a ball and no strike to Andrew Long. He's the catcher. Popped to the shortstop back in the second inning. Right-handed batter, slightly open stance, holds the bat high. Big cut, big miss. 1-1 the count. Depending on where you are, and you heard the swing of the bat, swung on, and it was lined towards short, kind of one hop, side hopped. Miguel Marquez gets into left field and in fact scooted all the way to the wall. And it winds up being, let's see what they rule. I mean, Miguel kind of did a little Matador D on that. Sorry, Miguel. He kind of let it play him and tried to play it off to the side. Shortstop is not his normal position. And Roop taking the night off there. And he's not as comfortable there as he is at second base. Certainly he's a very good infielder. It's good for him to get the experience there this summer, no doubt. Talented player, but let's see what they ruled that one. This one gets away from Horsley, but the runner can't move on. What did they rule that? They did rule it an error. and it does make it a two-base error. Right-handed batter, bat on his shoulder, swings at the off-speed, fouls it back. A ball and a strike now to count. Kyle working more deliberately is, again, bullpen action. Let's see if it's still Marquez throwing. Schroeder, a somewhat exaggerated stretch where his front foot is a little more towards first as he gets the sign. Then he delivers. There's that knuckle curve over for a strike, I believe. Oh, nope, I guess it was a ball. No, again, not a demonstrative umpiring. Yeah, it is Marquez, the right-hander, throwing, so he should be ready when called on. 2-1 pitch. Fastball swung on line towards right field. Banna's got a look at it, but it goes up over his head. He reaches up and snags it, makes the catch. He was fooled for a moment, and the wind blowing out there, the runner tags and moves to third, but Andy was able to pull it in. That's one of those, whew, cross the brow, glad to see that he kept his eye on the ball, and that's out number two. Could have been disastrous. A line drive. It was hit hard, and again, that's the only field where the wind is really creating any issues, and it's out and right towards that. He was able to make the catch. So now runner at third with two down. Back working from the windup to the top of the order, Mateo Martinez. That one swung on, missed, and bounced away from Horsley. Nobody going anywhere because the runner's at third. Didn't get too far. I would imagine that if Martinez reaches, this might be his last batter. This may be Nick's last batter, unless you can get him through five so that he would be eligible for the win. Big wind. That's that knuckle curve. Boy, it doesn't miss by much. Better location. A little bit more of a fishing pitch where you're trying to get it off the plate. Look good at the start. See if you can get Martinez to go for it. He tripled his last time up and scored their first run. That one misses. Two balls and a strike now. Again, Schroeder's okay in the pitch count. He's at 65 pitches. You don't really want your starters in the summer league to go more than 80-ish. Misses high there. Count runs up to 3-1 now. But you also don't want the game to get away from it. You're with two outs. You're a pitch away from getting out of it, but you're a pitch away from being in deeper trouble. 3-1, big wind, and deliver, and that one's high, ball four. Martinez hustles down to first. Now men on the corners, and they'll bring up their number two hitter, Hunter Polk. Now, Polk's been seen both sides of it in this game. Struck out in the first and singled in a run in the third. That single was not a shot, but it did the job. So let's see. They've got speed over there at first base in Martinez, and he's definitely looking like he's heading. Takes a big lead, not going. They are respecting Horsley's arm, though. He's shown it well. He's asking for time. He's going to go out and talk to the pitcher as Eric Fasking is out to talk to his pitcher as well. Down a ball and no strikes in the count. Not exactly sure what he's telling him, but he's obviously not taking him out right now, it doesn't appear. He does have action ready in the bullpen. Jacob Marquez is ready. Ball, no strikes. Just trying to settle Schroeder down. So, Fasking looks back down to the bullpen to see if his pitchers are ready. He's getting on the umpire, teasing the base umpire. Why aren't you back out at out on the field now? He's ready to go. He was told to get off the field. Now we're ready to get back to action. Right-handed batter, Polk. That one's bounced up there, but Horsley again. A good job tonight. Nick is really showing his wares. His tools are strong behind the plate. Now he's in a tough count. Ball two, no strikes. They, again, have a bit of a thin lineup, they being the Chico Nuts. They have tried to play some little ball already. it hasn't necessarily worked, but I wouldn't be surprised on a 2-0 if maybe they do a little running and hitting, and that's what they're doing. Runner going, Horsley can't make the throw. He just took that one on Trotel, so they've got guys on second and third. It was called a strike, so 2-1 the count. Four runs, three hits, no errors for the Colt 45s. 2-5-1 for Chico. 2-1 delivery. Low. Three balls and a strike. Again, I'm not Nostradamus, but because clearly I thought we might have seen Kyle replaced after the last batter was walked, but if he loses this guy, it might be it. We'll see. 3-1. Swung on, bounce, foul, third base side, and so now he's got a full count and two outs. Barrick Fasking really wants to see him work out of this jam. He doesn't look tired. And young Kyle Schrodel, quick with the ball, working the stretch with men on second and third. Now going to deliver the full count pitch. That's the curve, and it misses high, ball four. So the bases are now full, and that's going to be all for Kyle Schrodel. Polk down to first, Martinez at second, and Long at third. No one has scored here in the fourth, but we are going to have a pitching change. A new pitcher is Jacob Marquez, and we'll tell you all about him when we come back. As applause for Kyle Schrodel, we'll take a break for this pitching change. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're getting our second look at right-hander, the right-hander who joined this club from the Rosebuds of Santa Rosa, and Colt 45's glad to have him. Right-hander Jacob Marquez, 5'10", 160 pounds. He's out of Santa Rosa Junior College, went to Maria Carrillo High School, and they've got a pretty good pedigree there of ball players that have come out of there. But he started the game, went 4 2/3 innings. He got knocked around a bit, 10 hits and 6 earned runs, a couple of walks and 3 strikeouts. So he's 0-1 on the season, but showed good stuff. So we will learn a little bit more about Mr. Marquez during his pitching here. He comes in with his... Well, the plate's full. Bases are jammed, and at the plate, their three-hole hitter, center fielder Casey Buchanan. And Buchanan actually bunted the runners into scoring position back in the third with nobody out. So you can see they really were counting on runs being difficult to come by. He's going to be swinging away here. So he's 0-1 in this game. Left-handed batter against the right-hander, Marquez. From the stretch, he delivers just a bit low, a ball and no strikes. But again, throwing strikes is what every coach on planet Earth wants guys to come in and do. Marquez, slender right-hander, gets the sign again, kicks and delivers, popped up right side. Baena has a bead on it. He is under it, and there is out number three. So one pitch, one out. Thank you, Mr. Marquez. No runs, no hits. One error, and the bases left juiced. We go to the bottom of the fourth. And the Colt 45 is holding on to a 4-2 lead over Chico. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, welcome back to Colt 45's baseball. Reading with a 4-2 lead over the visiting Chico Nuts. You're in the bottom of the fourth. 45's four runs, three hits, no errors, 2-5-1 for Chico. Javier Martinez remains on the hill. The final line on Kyle Schrodel. Unfortunate he wasn't able to get out of that jam. He really didn't get hit hard. Just put guys on base, and that's not what you want. But Kyle went 3 2/3, gave up two earned runs, five hits, three walks, two strikeouts, a couple of wild pitches, and he did hit a batter. Leading off against Martinez is Jordan Akins here in the bottom of the fourth. Jordan in the 8 hole, playing second tonight, walked back in the second, was stranded there. Next one, misses, a ball and a strike. Now the clouds, a beautiful orange sky beneath the streak blue clouds in the early evening. Swung on, hit towards right center. Stays up, though, long enough for Buchanan to chase it down for out number one. If he'd just gotten it on the line, it was headed towards the gap, 370 out there, but he just got a bit underneath it. F8 in your scorebook, and Andy Bayana to the plate. Andy walked back in the second. He's been getting on base, as I mentioned, and that's what you want from him. Shows bunt for hit there and pulls back, takes it. Not, I don't think they say he offered at it. I believe it was a ball. One ball, no strike. Third baseman playing fairly deep. Both is a utility player. That's not his normal position. He's not as deep as Del Carlo was all night last night. Colt 45 just ate him up over there. He was playing out of position, in fairness to him. Both more of a utility guy. Two ball, no strike count. Big cut for Andy, and he missed it. 2-1. Rocking and delivering. That one had a wiggle on it. Vanna missed it. Just missed it. And the count now at 2-2. You may have heard that some locals drafted in the MLB draft, Chico area. In fact, a member of the Chico Nuts amateur organization, Samson Abernathy, was drafted. That one fouled back. He was picked up by, or rather drafted by, the Pittsburgh Pirates in the baseball draft in the 27th round. So not sure if he's going to, I'm guessing he's going to sign. Right-handed pitcher, just finished his senior season at the Division I UOP, University of the Pacific. Next pitch to Bayena. Oh, that's strike three. So Andy goes down on strikes, and the first two guys go down tonight. In the fourth, they have not gone down 1-2-3 yet. Let's see if Tyler Thompson can keep that stretch going. Another guy locally, there may be more. We're trying to keep our eyes open. A former Butte College player, Connor Blair, also was drafted by the Braves in the 15th round. So a couple of guys from down in the Butte County area. Left-handed batter Thompson comes to the plate. Singled, stole, scored a run back in the first. Bounced it right side in the third. Swings and drives it deep towards left center field. It's off to the races as he bounces it off the wall right around 358 mark. He'll stand at second base. If he went the other way, if it had been pulled, he would probably have wound up with a triple. But boy, he hit that one on. That's the hardest hit ball tonight. And again, Colt 45s have had a base runner in every inning. That'll bring up Brendan Root. Doubled and scored in the first. Popped to the shortstop in the third. Right-handed batter. And the right-handed pitcher, Martinez, checks the runner. Big curve. Took something off of that one. Swung on and missed. Brendan was thinking first pitch fastball. And Martinez didn't give him that. No ball, one strike count. Ripple waiting. Helicopter flying overhead. They get any bird's eye view. Bounces that one up there, but again, their catcher, Long, has done a good job back there. Keeps it in front of him so the runner can't advance. Roop has not had the strikeout problem that a few of the young players have had. You know, that's not uncommon in the first few weeks transitioning back to hardwood. Lines it right side, foul, just out of play though. It was just hooking towards the right field line, just kept on hooking. Ball and two strikes now on Root. But I was mentioning the beautiful sky right now. Just that one of those gorgeous streaky skies wherever you are in Redding. Perhaps you can see it, but if you're not in Redding, try to get you a picture of it later. Here comes the pitch, swung on, hit hard, but foul third base side. One and two, the count. Perfect night for baseball. That little breeze that we were worried about earlier is calmed down. Flags are just wispy out there, not particularly too flapped. A ball and two strikes. That one's bounced up again. Long keeps it in front of him. Both catchers have been kept busy down in the dirt tonight. Two ball, two strike delivery now. Root being patient at the plate. Second on the club and runs batted in, trailing only Chris Brew in that category. Here's the two ball, two strike pitch. From the stretch, checks the runner at second, nothing going, fastball, again fouled off right side, it's in the air, the right fielder giving chase in foul territory, but no, it'll fall harmlessly. Colt 45s would like Eric Carlson to get another whack at it too, no action in the bullpen. We mentioned to you that short on numbers tonight. And they're trying to get some innings out of their starter. Swung on, high bouncer towards second. Fielded by Del Carlo. High throw. Does he pull him off the back? Oh, they do get back down for the out. Bradley Smith was pulled off the bag briefly, but he comes back down and lands on the bag for out number three. He's going to hear a little bit out of it from the first base coach, Brett Miller, but a kind discussion with him there. Colt 45's threatened. But nothing doing here in the fourth. No runs a hit. One man left on base. We go to the top of the fifth. Redding still up on Chico. 4-2. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Maaco is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Maaco makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Maaco and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Maaco, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MaacoRedding.com. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Redding. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Brent Weber with you here. 4-2 Colt 45's on top as we go to the fifth inning. Looking at some major league scores for you. We'll try to get these to you. Dodgers beat the Giants 7-2 today. Big game for Corey Seager. Four runs batted in and four hits. Cubs beat the Cardinals 9-4. Mets on top of the Rockies 5-3. And the Brewers down the Pirates 5-3. Moustakas, a homer in that one. And the big crazy Guy Hader, boy, he's got some heat. He got the save for the Brew Crew. Orioles down the Astros 4-1. Valdez struck out 7 over 7 innings. Martin and Nunez homers in that one. Indians beat the Yankees 8-4. They beat the CC Sabathia. Sabathia probably his last start in Cleveland, his old club. Tigers down the Twins 9-3. Jones had a couple of homers in that one. Braves shut out the Marlins. Tehran got the win. Jackson the save. 1-0. Phillies top the Reds 4-1. And the Diamondbacks shut out the Blue Jays 6-0. Another shutout. White Sox blanked the Royals 2-0. Rangers pounded the A's 10-5 in game one of their twin bill. We'll get to the other scores here in a moment. Leading things off against the right-handed Marquez in relief of Schrodel is their cleanup hitter, Tyler Stewart. Singled up the middle. He's actually 2-for-2 tonight. Bounces one, third base side, charging, fielding, throwing. Harrison's low throw scooped out for the out by Eric Carlson. Nice job on a tough play at third by Colby, and a good job on the other end by Carlson to scoop it out. Looks like a 5-3 in the scorebook, and that brings up Bradley Smith. Smith singled up the middle back in the third. He's 1-for-2. Back to the scoreboard after this pitch from the right-hander Marquez. Swung on, fouled third base side. Rangers currently leading the A's 3-1. And that one's in the top of the eighth, a part of a day-night doubleheader there in Texas. Angels lead the Mariners 6-2. Otani hit a homer, and Trout hit a homer, and La Stella hit a homer. Nationals leading the Padres 4-0. That's in the sixth. And Dozier got his 1,000th career hit and a two-run homer. I think that just about, well, let's, nope, here we go. That another twin bill, day-night. Rays beat the Red Sox 9-2. Darno had a three-run homer. And the Red Sox beat the Rays 5-1. So they split that one at Fenway Park. So that should pretty much have you caught up to this point. We'll get you finals on those other games a little bit later on. Now back to the action. Bradley Smith still at the plate. Marquez still working. In his second inning, he threw one pitch, got one out last time, I believe, or one batter anyway. It's nice. That's a breaking ball inside, called for a strike in the corner. 2-2 the count. And he came in and got Buchanan very quickly. Now here's the 2-2 pitch to Bradley Smith. Choked up on the bat. Fastball fouled back. Yeah, he choked up a little bit. Marquez tried to slip the fastball by on it. He began the season, Marquez did, with Santa Rosa. Was not going to get a lot of opportunity to pitch there just because of their staff. And he's one of the younger guys. And they had an opportunity to get some more chances to take the ball out on the mound. And he's joining the Colt 45s, and they're glad to have him. This one swung on, popped up, foul, out of play. Fans just seem to get a kick out of the foul balls potentially crashing into their cars, unless it's their car. then it's not so funny. Tired of waiting, Bradley Smith steps out. Marquez working from the wind. Now he's got his side. Takes a nice kick, leans back and rears back. That one's fouled back out of play. Colt 45's got on the board in the first. They added two in the third after the Nuts got two runs in the top half of that inning, and that's where we stand. 4-2. Swung on, fouled back. Again, throwing strikes now to this hitter, but Smith being a tough out. Marquez, little guy, 5'10", 160. We mentioned Santa Rosa JC. Primarily pitched in relief for the Bear Cubs, but had a solid year as a freshman. 2-0, 1.52 ERA. That's a breaking ball. Excuse me, kind of halfway swing. Bounced to third. Fielded there by Harrison. The long throw, he got him for out number two. So well played by Colby over at third base. A little more on Jacob. 2-0 with the 1.52 ERA. 16 strikeouts in 23 and two-thirds innings of work. Santa Rosa JC went to the California Community College Athletic Association Super Regional at Los Medanos. Marquez put in his longest stint of the season in the final game, and they needed somebody to eat up the innings, and he went 5 2/3 in relief, gave up just one run to keep his team alive in a game that they eventually lost in 10 innings. He was not the losing pitcher, but, boy, he was a big-game pitcher for them in that particular case out of the bullpen. Went to Maria Carrillo High School in Santa Rosa and played, as we mentioned, started the summer with Santa Rosa Rosebuds, but has joined the Colt 45s and really has been very active signing autographs and a part of the fun that all of the team took part in today, the MLB Chevrolet Kids Camp today. Kids got a chance to get some baseball skills. Off speed, swung on, called, strike two. Ball and two strikes, the count now on DiCarlo. He was part of that strike him out, throw him out double play when Horsley actually picked the runner off second base from his knees after DiCarlo struck out his last time out. That one didn't miss by much. 2-2. Actually, the count now runs full, 3-2. Dick Marquez looks in, very consistent with his delivery. Fastball, blew it by him, swung on, missed, strike three. So he's put down all four men he has faced thus far, and the Colt 45s come up in the bottom of the fifth, holding on to that 4-2 lead. You're listening to Reading Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Brian Regan.
I think when you hear that term, though, boots on the ground, you assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them.
Friday, June 28th, live at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Plane load after plane load just keep shoving boots out. What is with all these boots on the ground?
Brian Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Friday, June 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots that 4 inches, throw it in the trash.
Buy your tickets now for Brian Regan. Visit ReadyCivic.com. And watch Nunchucks and Flamethrowers on Netflix.
And I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Good night.
Don't miss Brian Regan.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We go to the bottom half of inning number five. And 45's looking to expand their 4-2 lead. Javier Martinez, we mentioned that he's the man of the plan. They have nobody thrown in their bullpen. He's had not had a perfect inning tonight. But he has worked his way out of some trouble. Got to give him credit there. Of Colt 45s have only left four on tonight, so it's not been a huge issue. But let's see what they can do. Leading things off is Derek Carlson. Carlson, he's holding the bat kind of on his back shoulder. Right-handed batter. That one's fouled off. No balls in the strike. Jacob Machuca gets a hand because he chased down that foul ball. 0-1 count. Off speed. Missed inside. 1-1. Martinez has thrown 89 pitches now. Actually, 90 pitches now. He's gotten his ratio a little better, 52 to 38. Boy, he took something off that one and made Carlson look bad on it. Swung and missed it. Ball and a strike to count. Nobody out. Top, bottom half of inning number four here at Tiger Field. Crowd enjoying themselves tonight. That was a curve ball. Just missed inside. 3-1 now. Let's correct that count and get to two balls and two strikes. Thank you, Blue. 2-2 delivery. Fastball, that one missed up and away. 3-2, he runs full. This has kind of been this kind of night for Javier Martinez. No action in either bullpen. Marquez has been perfect for the Colt 45s in relief tonight. That's what the doctor ordered. 3-2, off speed, misses inside, ball four. So, not a... Inning has gone by without a base runner for the Colt 45s. Carlson has pretty good speed over there. We'll see what he does with it. And the left-handed batting, Jacob Machuca to the plate. And Jacob, and I'll have to talk to him about it. He makes a sign in the dirt behind home plate. And I don't want to guess what it is, but very simple. I'm sure it's something to help center him. I'll ask him about it. We'll get that for you. In the next game, takes the first pitch, up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Rick Bassetti, the general manager, former major leaguer, of course, he's always working the crowd out here. If you haven't been to a game, he is the most accessible person. He just loves the game. It's his family. He and his wife are out here at this ballpark, and he's done a great job, and it's really been a credit to his community here. It's home for a long time for Rick. Came back home after as a player in the big leagues. Ball and a strike to count now. The left-handed batting Machuca. Slightly open stance. Takes a pitch just away, 2-1. Didn't get anything to work with his last time up. He walked and scored. Got an RBI on an infield ground out in the first. But let's see what they're going to do here. They're not looking. Carlson doesn't have a huge lead. 2-1. Bouncing ball, high chopper, first base side. Steps on the back for out number one. Tries to get it the hard way, but safe sliding into second base is Carlson. So it'll be a three unassisted. Bradley Smith gets Machuca. And Carlson at least has moved over into scoring position. Colby Harrison now comes to the plate. Colby had a very odd at-bat his last time. Hit a shot to right field, the opposite field. Thought was going to be way out of here. And he... Went flat out, going over first base, and was held to the longest, hardest hit single of his career. And then wound up being doubled up on a pop fly that was played very well out in the outfield into a force out. And actually cost a base hit for Miguel Marquez, but wasn't really Colby's fault in that particular case, just an odd at-bat. Takes the first pitch for a strike. Now 0-1 with a runner at second. That was bounced up there, but again, Long is able to keep the runner from advancing. It just looks like that the skipper of their club is going to have to, Borges is going to have to stay with Martinez as long as he can. Because you've got a kid that's going to be getting close to 100 pitches. He's at 99 right now. That one delivered just a little low through his 100th pitch in this game. Hitter's count here for the right-handed batter, Colby Harrison. Two balls and a strike. pitch, slide step, fastball, misses away. 3-1. That one didn't miss by much. But he's been struggling with the lower part of the strike zone, bouncing quite a few up there. So he's not had great command. I mean, we are only in the fifth inning, and again, he's already topped 100 pitches. Colby has a 3-1 count coming. Runner at second base. Right-handed batter waits. Swings and fouls it back. It was up around his shoulder. It was a little out of the strike zone, but he couldn't resist. Did get a piece of it. Now the count is full. A rare off night for Chris Brew tonight. So